welcome today's contestants, an accounting manager from Seattle, Washington, David Honey. A managing director from Newark, Delaware, Michelle Paul. And our returning champion, a private tour company owner from Kapolei, Hawaii, Joshua Schweiger, whose one day cash winnings total $16,400. And now, here is the host of Jeopardy, Alex Trivet.
Thank you, Johnny. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Well, our champion, Joshua, as you just saw, brought his game face, his serious game face today. Yesterday, you were wearing a white shirt. Today, the black and white. Trying to intimidate Michelle and David. I don't think it's going to work. Let's find out, though, as we go into the round number one. And these categories now in play. Boots. Next. The world of the 1800s. You remember that. Stop it. Websites. Author, last name in common. And finally, big play in the team Super Bowl win. You have to name the winning team. Joshua, you start us.
Boots for 200.
A verb meaning to walk in water is in this alternate name for a fisherman's rubber hip boots. David.
What are waders?
Correct.
Stop it, 200.
You can do this to your dog or your enthusiasm. Michelle.
What is curb?
That's the word.
Stop it for 400.
To fire from a job or to attempt to kill Sarah Connor on screen. Michelle.
What is terminate?
That's the word.
Stop it for 6.
To refuse to proceed or a pitcher's faux pas. Joshua.
What is balk?
Balk, yes.
Stop at 800.
Legally, sending a this and this letter notifies someone of their misconduct and orders them to cut it out pronto. Michelle.
What is cease and desist?
Yes.
Stop at 1,000.
To not say anything impulsively, or another word for a song's chorus. Michelle.
What is refrain?
Good.
Websites for 400.
Kenneth Lehrer helped found this website to provide a liberal counterpart to the Drudge Report. Joshua.
What is Huffington Post?
Yes, and you got it in time. Good for you.
Website 600.
WordPress.com says, everyone has a point of view, and their site is the world's greatest tool to create these online journals. David.
What are blogs?
Good.
Websites for 8.
To give a more personalized listening experience, this website uses its Music Genome Project. Joshua.
What is Pandora?
Correct.
Website's 1,000.
Alexis Ohanian was still a student at UVA, the University of Virginia, when he doodled what became the alien mascot for this website that he co-founded. Michelle.
What is Reddit?
You got it.
Boots for 400.
Answer. Daily Double. We got away from it a little while ago. You took us back to it, and you have the lead, Michelle.
I'll wager 2,000.
All right, here is the clue. Chukka boots are said to get their name from a period in this sport.
What is soccer?
No, what is polo? Polo, chukka. All right, you're at 1,400. Go again.
Let's do author last name for 600.
Jackie Suzanne Wilkie. Michelle.
What is Collins?
Good.
Author last name 800.
E.B.T.H. and Australian Nobelist Patrick. David.
Who is White?
That's it.
Author last name 1,000.
Henry and Helen, who both wrote about title characters with the last name Jones. Michelle.
What is Fielding?
Yes. That's $1,000.
Author last name 400.
Journalist Tom and novelist Thomas, both Southern boys. Michelle.
What is Wolf?
Wolf is right, and that takes you to 3,400. You have a comfortable lead. We're going to take a break. We'll get back to the three of them in just a moment. David Honey is an accounting manager from Seattle, Washington, who, when he was much younger, in fourth grade, as a matter of fact, dressed up as me for Halloween. Now, if we're talking about in fourth grade, did I have a mustache then? And you're in fourth grade.
There was no mustache, but there was a suit and tie, and I went around with note cards and made all my friends answer who is or what is, and I would take away points if they didn't do it correctly. So...
You didn't get much candy at that Halloween, did you?
I did all right.
Okay, good for you. Michelle Paul is from Newark, Delaware. Or is it Newark or Newark?
Newark, Delaware.
Newark, Delaware. Newark's in New Jersey. You're learning to roller skate right now, right?
I am. The old school kind with all four wheels in a square.
Uh-huh.
Not very good at it yet, but I have high hopes of being the second best roller skater in Delaware.
All right. When you're training, when you're learning, you wear knee pads and elbow pads. Very important. And the helmet also.
I should. I'm afraid of falling, so I do need to stock up on my safety equipment.
Speaking as one who has had experience with falling with roller skates and ice skates, get the pads. Get the pads. All right, Joshua Swiger from Hawaii. Once worked as an apprentice jellyfish wrangler.
Yes, that's true.
On earth was going on.
I worked at the Monterey Bay Aquarium, and I was just like a ticket taker, but I volunteered to work with their jellyfish collection, which is probably the best in the world, and it was fascinating. I learned a lot, and I'm really hoping that that might come up in one of our categories later.
Oh, yes. Well, that's one of our most popular categories on Jeopardy, jellyfish. Right. Okay. Michelle, you're in command of the board, young lady. Go ahead, make a selection as we continue.
The world of the 1800s for 200, please.
Based on a comment by the Tsar, this declining empire, begun by Turkish tribes, was known as the sick man of Europe. David.
What is the Ottoman Empire?
You are right.
1800s for four.
She wrote a letter to Napoleon asking if she could join him at Elba. But she died in 1814 before hearing that just couldn't happen. Michelle?
Who is Josephine?
That's right.
The world of the 1800s for 600.
Mocked by other docs, Ignaz Semmelweis used antisepsis to vastly reduce women's death rate during this event. Michelle?
What is childbirth?
Yes.
1800s for 800.
This translation of certain plates was published in 1830. A much, much different version came to Broadway in 2011. David.
What is Mormonism?
No. Michelle.
What is the Book of Mormon?
The Book of Mormon. David was on the right track, but he stumbled a bit. Go, Michelle.
1800s for 1,000.
In 1845, this two-word phrase describing the inevitable expansion of U.S. territory was first used regarding Texas's annexation. Joshua.
What is Manifest Destiny?
Right.
Boots 600.
Chelsea boots are also called this music group's boots, since they popularized them in the 1960s. Michelle?
Hurry.
No.
Oh, that's too bad. David or Joshua? Who are the Beatles? The Beatles.
Oh.
Joshua, go again.
Boots 800.
Familial name for the women's lace-up boots in imitation of a 19th century style. You know them better as granny boots.
Mm.
Less than a minute now,
Websites,
Josh.
200.
Here's Sarah.
Federal funding covers only about two-thirds of the Smithsonian's expenses. So to ready Neil Armstrong's spacesuit for Apollo 11's 50th anniversary, the Air and Space Museum raised more than $500,000 via a Reboot the Suit campaign on this community funding website.
Joshua.
What is GoFundMe?
Nope. David.
What is Kickstarter?
You have it.
1,000 boots.
You put these spiky plates on your hiking boots if you don't want to slip in the ice or snow. Joshua.
What are crampons?
Correct.
Author last name in common, 200.
Novelist Henry and playwright Arthur, both Brooklyn boys. David.
What is Miller?
Yes.
600.
1986, William the Refrigerator Perry ices the win with a one-yard TD rumble. Joshua.
Who are the Bears?
That's who he played for.
200.
2012, Mario Manningham makes an amazing 38-yard tiptoeing catch and beats the Pats. who are the New York Giants. And with that, we wrap up the first round of play. Joshua just $400 behind Michelle. David trailing them both. He's going first when we come back to start Double Jeopardy. We have had some excellent high-scoring matches so far this week. Let's see if today winds up like that. David, you're going first in Double Jeopardy. Here are the categories. Reboots. Capital Islands. Hey, that's politics. Y is the only vowel in each correct response. Medical procedures. Who speaketh in the Bible? David, start.
Capital Islands for four.
Backed by the Blue Mountains, Kingston is the capital of this island country. Michelle.
What is Jamaica?
Yes.
Y is the only vowel for 800.
It replaces your in the Lord's Prayer. Joshua.
What is thy?
Good.
Capital Islands, 1200.
The Caribbean capital city of St. John's is not on Barbuda, but on this paired island. David.
What is Antigua?
Yes.
Capital Islands for 8.
This city on Luzon became the Philippine national capital in 1946, took a break, and was reinstated in 1976. David.
What is Manila?
Yes.
Capital Islands for 16.
The capital, Coburn Town, is on Grand Turk in this island group. Joshua.
What is Turks and Caicos?
Correct.
Capital Islands, 2000.
This European capital is spread across the islands of Zeeland and Amager. Joshua.
What is Amsterdam?
Nope. David.
What is Brussels?
No.
Oh.
Correct response. What is Copenhagen? Joshua, back to you.
Who speaketh in the Bible 1600?
Let me die with the Philistines. Joshua.
Who is Saul?
No. Michelle or David? Who is Samson? Joshua.
Bible 1200.
Suddenly there shone from heaven a great light round about me, and I fell unto the ground. And that would be Paul.
Oh.
You could know him as Saul also. Joshua.
Bible 2000.
Answer. Are you a little worried?
Nope.
No? All right, good. How much are you going to risk?
We're going to go, true daily double.
Okay, for 6,000 as your total. And the lead. Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God.
Who is Gabriel?
Gabriel, correct. $1,000 lead for you now.
Medical procedure, 1600.
Cross-hatching is shading a drawing. This is checking recipient-donor compatibility for a blood transfusion. Joshua.
What is cross-matching?
Matching, yes.
Medical procedures, 1200.
Body fat is vacuumed out of tissues below the epidermis in this elective cosmetic surgery. Michelle.
What is liposuction?
Yes.
Y is the only vowel for 1200.
British clergyman Charles Wesley was a notable writer of these. Michelle.
What are hymns?
Yes.
Why for 1600?
It's a short-tailed feline of European forests. David.
What is a lynx?
Lynx is right.
Why for 2000?
It's a fluid-filled sac under the skin. Michelle.
What's a cyst?
Yeah.
Reboots for 12.
Jay Hernandez wears Hawaiian shirts as the title PI on this CBS reboot. David.
What is Hawaii 5-0?
No. Joshua.
What is Magnum P.I.?
Yes.
1600, reboots.
Liam Neeson was Hannibal Smith and Quentin Rampage Jackson was B.A. Baracus when this TV series was rebooted as a movie. Joshua.
What is the A-team?
You got it.
Politics, 1600.
Pennsylvania's 7th District, shaped like Goofy kicking Donald Duck, got nixed by a court in 2018 for going too far in this process. Joshua.
What is gerrymandering?
That's it.
Politics, 1200.
This avian term for an office holder of limited power dates back to the 18th century. David?
What is a lame duck?
Yes.
Politics for 2000.
The word oppo, short for this two-word term, really took off in the 1992 presidential campaign. Michelle.
What is opposition research?
Correct.
Reboots for 800.
Eric Carter had Jack Bauer's very big shoes to fill on the reboot called This Legacy. Joshua.
What is 24?
Correct.
Medical procedures for 2,000.
Answer. Nearly double. And you're back in the lead.
Let's do 5,000.
All right, here is the clue. A keratoplasty is another name for one of these eye part transplants.
What is cornea?
That's it. 17,008 and no more daily doubles.
Who speaketh in the Bible 400?
I am innocent of the blood of this just person. Joshua.
Who is Pontius Pilate?
Yes.
Bible 800.
Divide the living child in two and give half to the one and half to the other. Michelle.
Who is Solomon?
Correct.
Reboots for 2000.
He took on the role of Spock when Star Trek jumped to the big screen in the 21st century. Joshua.
Who is Quinto?
Yes, Zachary Quinto.
Politics, 800.
In a 2008 presidential ad, Chuck Norris gave Huck facts and this governor gave Chuck facts. David.
Who is Huckabee?
Mike Huckabee, yes.
Why for four?
It's a place to find dumbbells. David.
What is a gym?
Good.
Politics for four.
In his political campaigns, Robert Francis O'Rourke has used this childhood nickname. Joshua.
What is Beto?
Yes.
Medical procedures, 800.
Also known as a lumbar puncture, this procedure is used to diagnose such problems as polio and meningitis. Michelle.
What's a spinal tap?
Yes.
Reboots, 400.
Melissa McCarthy and Kristen Wiig were out to stop an otherworldly invasion of New York City in this 2016 film reboot. Joshua.
What is Ghostbusters?
That's it. Now the last clue. This procedure involves the removal of a small piece of tissue for microscopic analysis. Michelle.
What's a biopsy?
That's it. You're at 13,400. Joshua is ahead of you by a considerable margin, but the game is not a runaway. And David, look at that, 4,200. Still around. Here comes Final Jeopardy, players. Advertising and music is what you get to deal with. Make your wager. Back in a moment.
These pesky creatures in the Geico sequel ad are also called groundhogs. What are woodchucks? Vote for your favorite Geico sequel at geico.com/sequels.
A most interesting category for final today, advertising and music. Players, here you go. Here's the clue. In 2008, 34 years after it made Billboard's top 10, this song title was used by a southern state in a tourism campaign. And you have 30 seconds to come up with a correct response. Good luck. Time's up. All right, let's go to David first. He wrote down his response very quickly. He wrote down, what is Sweet Home Alabama? You are right. And you will add $3,577, taking you up to $77.77. You're hoping...
Something had to go lucky.
Yeah. Okay, let's go to Michelle Paul now. She had $13,400. Smiling because she, too, came up with a correct response. And her wager was... $4,500, taking her up to $17,900. Our champ Joshua, not looking all that happy. He wrote something down, then crossed it out. He was going for, well, Georgia on my mind is what you had first, and then what were you going, Carolina?
Carolina.
Carolina, no, it's going to cost you, but how much? Oh, too much, $7,500. You're going to wind up in second place. And Michelle Paul, congratulations, young lady. You're the new Jeopardy champion. You've earned $17,900 and the right to come back and play again tomorrow to wrap the week up with us right here. See you then, we hope.
Promotional consideration provided by GEICO.